This is Ian Griffin with another edition of Professionally Speaking. In this podcast, the first of three extracts from the March meeting of the Silicon Valley Speechwriters Roundtable, we join David Murray, who is the Executive Director of the Professional Speechwriters Association, editor of Vital Speeches of the Day, and the Master of Ceremonies of the recent Reagan Speechwriters Conference. The conference call covered a number of topics, and in this first extract, we hear David, who's been around the speechwriting scene since the early 1990s, reflecting on the changes in our profession. David, let's start by asking, how far back in the speechwriting world do you go?
Pretty much all the way for me professionally. I actually was thinking about this recently. The first business conference I ever went to, and this must have twisted me forever, was a speechwriters conference, and I went to work for Reagan, right, communications in 1992, right out of college, and they assigned me to go to the speechwriters conference, and God, I thought I had it made. I was in the Marriott Hotel, and I remember drinking a little bottle of whiskey out of the hotel refrigerator, and thinking, looking down on the city, and thinking, boy, you've made it. But I was assigned to work in a cloakroom at the conference, so I was definitely starting at the bottom. But anyway, so I got got to know the speechwriters, and this strange and wondrous group of people, and I just was compelled by the personalities that were in it. I was compelled by just kind of the built-in interest in it. There's a built-in absurdity to the Cyrano de Bergerac thing here that we've got going, and it's just always interesting. There's always tension involved in this business, and so while I've done a lot of other journalism over the years and a lot of other kinds of writing, I've always kind of been attached to the speechwriters as much as people as a profession. So the answer is about 25 years almost.
So a natural follow-on question to me is, like, what's changed over the years? What stayed the same and what's changed since 1992?
Well, speechwriters don't wear cloaks anymore.
Okay.
So that's changed. Let's see, what has changed? What I would say is that the speechwriters conference 25 years ago was really, it was more dominated by kind of older, more experienced people, mostly men. I remember at the first one, a guy was sitting around holding court at the conference while smoking a pipe. That doesn't happen anymore. But there was a sense that this was a business that was kind of peopled by older men who were dedicated speechwriters who did this for a living and who had been doing it a long time, and they were kind of serious literary types. Inside PR departments, and that has gone, that has changed. I mean, there still are those types around, but there are, luckily, happily, are more women. At the Speechwriters Conference, there are, the Reagan Speechwriters Conference, there are a lot of people who are writing the speeches these days for corporations are people who are only going to, they're only doing it with part of their time, and they're kind of doing it as a little part of their career. They don't settle into the job. There isn't that kind of, on the one hand, there isn't that kind of commitment to it, except for a very few people who really think of themselves as speechwriters, who introduce themselves to their neighbors at barbecues, yeah, I'm a speechwriter. And that's the group that we are kind of trying to serve with the Professional Speechwriters Association. Reagan generally serves the people who are corporate communication people and just trying to get speechwriting as a skill set so that they can write a speech every now and then, maybe write one or two speeches a year and say yes to the boss when the boss asks. And we're kind of serving that breed of person who's really serious about, this is what I do, this is what I'm good at. The people that we're serving now was kind of the dominant person at the Reagan Speechwriters Conference 25 years ago.
Right.
And now it's a rarer breed, but it's not it's not like it's going away either. It just got smaller, and it became more specific.
Well, I'd love to ask more about the Professional Speechwriters Association in a minute, but I think a follow-on to that would be, so the speechwriters were pipe-smoking guys 25 years ago, full-time committed, and there was enough to fill a conference. Is it because, are there fewer speeches being given, or is it just, has it been affected by PowerPoint, social media, and sound bites more than it was, say, in the days when it were only the president got his speech rebroadcast?
I think a lot of things that are happening. First of all, I think communication departments are just smaller than they were in 1992. Mm-hmm. I think the 1990s took care of that and all the downsizing that went on. I think corporations are just leaner. So you can't just have this weirdo, erudite guy in the corner who just writes speeches once or twice, four times, five times a year for the CEO and shepherds the annual report through. I think that's probably the most important reason for this, to tell you the truth. And whether there are fewer speeches given, I think there are fewer kind of original addresses given. You know, the speech that involves an interview with the speaker, the speech that involves research, the speech that involves writing and rewriting and draft after draft. I think that kind of speech is shrinking in its frequency. Maybe you write, an organization puts out one speech or two speeches like that a year, and the rest of the time it's that speech kind of repurposed by an executive. I'm interested in other people's insights on this too, because this is definitely a moving target. And there was one other aspect of this that I wanted to touch on. I'll think of it.
At the same time, I mean, we didn't 25 years ago have a phenomenon like TED Talks. Admittedly, they're not necessarily speeches. Some of them are more like, vaudeville acts with all kinds of props. But isn't that an example of where communication is now, like, much more democratic, maybe? Is that something that you would say has happened, whereas it used to be top-down?
Conversation about TED Talks at our next World Conference, because speechwriters have a lot of mixed feelings about TED Talks. I mean, TED Talks have kind of opened up the idea that, hey, oral communication, hey, everybody, oral communication can be powerful, just like it was 3,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, YouTube and video allows, those ideas to be spread, as TED says. So I think that's ultimately a good thing for speechwriters, but the expectations of these TED Talks, every speechwriter I know has had some vice president, if not their boss, say, "Hey, let's do a TED talk," and the speechwriter wants to go, "Do you know what goes into that? Do you know the kind of work, scripting, and then rehearsal and rehearsal and rehearsal that goes into one really well delivered TED talk? And do you really think the boss who reads the speech in the limousine on the way to the event for the first time is going to pull that off?"
Yeah.
So there's a lot of mixed feelings in the business about that, and I think we're going to kind of have. I'm actually going to try to have a debate about that at the World Conference of some kind. About what we can use from this, and what we can take from this, how we can take advantage of TED Talks without being unrealistic about what our executives can really pull off.